Joining me right now, Stephanie Guthrie, the co-founder of Women in Toronto Politics. Are you really upset with the mayor over this, Stephanie?
Well, you know, I see this comment and the ensuing discourse as kind of a great opportunity for Mayor Ford.
I got to stop you right now, Stephanie. There's a word you would never, there's a phrase you would never hear from our mayor, ensuing discourse. Right there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think he could probably stand to work on his communication style a little bit.
Right.
This could be a good opportunity for him to not only, you know, share his knowledge with the women of Toronto. Actually, my organization, Women in Toronto Politics, is issuing him an invitation this afternoon to do just that. But it might also be a great opportunity for Mayor Ford to learn in greater depth about the barriers that exist to getting more women elected and how he can be part of the solutions there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As far as his intent goes, at the end, he said you have to be over the age of 18, a Canadian citizen, and live in Toronto. He didn't specify a gender at the end there. You know, I think he's opening this to everybody. I don't think he meant to slight women. I don't think he meant to say that women are not involved in the issues or involved in the political process. I think what he meant was when it comes to sheer numbers, we don't have enough elected female officials.
Well, this is true. And, you know, I think it's quite likely that the mayor had the best of intentions. However, it did really sound very much like he was saying that the reason women don't get into politics is because they don't know enough about it. And he can explain that to them. So, I mean, this is pretty unequivocally condescending, especially coming from a man who admitted in court that he has never actually read the official handbook for Toronto councillors. And as someone who's seen him be quite disrespectful to young women deputants at council, I'd say if he feels more women should go into politics...
You know, sorry, Stephanie, I need you to cite an example of that because I can't recall him. I don't know if he was disrespectful. Maybe I missed it. Give me an example of that.
There was a video of him, there was a real lack of respect shown to a young woman named Jennifer Arango, who was deputing on behalf of the Toronto Women's City Alliance. I'd say that, you know, he could make women, if he were to make women feel welcome when they participate as citizens, you know, himself, then that might be a good first step to getting more women into politics.
All right, let me ask you this. If Adam Vaughn had made the same comment, would you have been just as angry with him?
Absolutely. Adam Vaughn doesn't get a pass. This isn't about who I share politics with. This is about who actually makes steps to make women feel more included. And Adam Vaughn actually has, you know, women on his staff. Mayor Ford doesn't really surround himself with women.
Did you vote for Rob Ford?
Did I vote for Rob Ford? I'm not going to tell the citizens of Toronto who are listening to your radio show who I voted for.
Okay. Well, American, they do that all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not American.
All right. Did you vote?
Of course I did.
Okay. Would have been great if you said no. I had no idea there was an election. I didn't know.
Yeah. Would have given you something to work with, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think the other thing is perhaps Rob Ford is looking for any excuse to go for a coffee and a donut? Have you thought of that one?
You know, I don't really think that I would put those intentions into what he was trying to get across. I did see a couple of people make some jokes about that and how this is just an opportunity to meet women. Nah, I think that's kind of a cheap shot.
Yeah, okay. Did he answer the invite to your event yet, as he said he will come?
We haven't posted it yet. We've just finished drafting it, and it should be going live on our website at witopoly.com in a matter of hours.
Wasn't his election wasn't his election chief a woman when he was running?
His campaign chief, I believe, was
Adrian Batra, also his communications officer when he won.
Right, and she did leave his team to be replaced by a man.
Yeah, but come on, everybody leaves.
Well, it's just funny that so many of the people who have been leaving his side are women. And, I mean, look at the women who have stepped down from his executive committee. Look at the fact that his executive committee has one woman out of 13. That's like less than 8%.
Okay, let me ask you this. If he comes to your event, is he going to get a good reception just for coming?
I'd really like to hear his input on campaigning because he's been quite successful at that.
Right, but is he going to get heckled off the top? Like, are you gonna welcome him? Are you going to, you know, have him come and give him a chance to speak? Are you going to do that, Stephanie?
Absolutely. No one would throw rotten tomatoes at the guy. We want to hear from him, and we want him to hear from us, you know?
All right. Thank you. Stephanie Guthrie, co-founder of Women in Toronto Politics. They have extended an offer to the mayor to come to their event and speak. You think he should go? Call me, 416-872-1010, *825-5. She said rotten tomatoes. She didn't say anything about, you know, really nice Pusateri types.
You can listen to Mike Bullard live every weekday, noon to